2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland edition.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 1st of November. It's World Vegan Day. Happy birthday, Tim Cook, Penn Badgley, Ben Miles and Natalie Tenna. The government has announced that modular homes for Ukrainian refugees will be available by early 2023. The announcement comes a week after some newly arrived refugees faced homelessness upon arrival in Ireland and some had to sleep in Dublin Airport. Since then, a €50 million fund to help accommodate refugees fleeing the war in Ukraine has been announced by the government, with community grants and an increase in payments for Irish families who host Ukrainians in their own homes. Over 56,000 Ukrainians are currently seeking refuge in Ireland and it's expected that this number will rise to 60,000 by the end of the year. Speaking on Sunday, Minister Patrick O'Donovan said that the modular housing will not all be on army barracks but on other government land, including plots owned by the HSE.
We've placed a contract with a principal contractor and work is starting. We've placed orders for 250 houses with the subcontractors. We hope to see the completion of the first of these in the first months, January and February of 2023.
Emma Lane Spolin, National Coordinator of the Ukrainian Civil Society Forum, says that the plans will take time to deliver.
It's going to take months. We're very happy that the Cabinet discussed this, but we would really need renewed urgency in this. The level of ambition that's coming through doesn't seem to be sufficient.
The UK Home Office came under fire on Monday for their handling of the migrant crisis as details emerged about poor conditions at a migrant processing facility in Kent. Following Sunday's petrol bomb attack on an immigration centre in Dover, 700 migrants were moved to the already overcrowded Manston facility where diphtheria and MRSA outbreaks have been reported. Senior Tory MP Sir Roger Gale visited the facility and said the situation is unacceptable.
So a facility designed to take comfortably 1,500 people and to move them on within 24 hours has turned into a refugee camp housing 4,000 people, and it's simply not fit for that purpose.
Thousands of Ukrainians were left without power and water on Monday following a series of Russian missile strikes on critical energy infrastructure across the country. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal confirmed 18 facilities in 10 regions had been hit during the strikes, which are thought to have been carried out in retaliation for a Ukrainian drone attack on Russian targets in the annexed Crimea on Sunday. In the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, as many as 80% of residents were thought to be without water on Monday morning, and damage was also felt in the cities of Kharkiv and Zaporizhia. American journalist Sergio Almas is in Kyiv and talked about the effects the attacks are having on the city and on its residents.
This whole month, Kyiv has kind of been a blackout at night, which it hasn't been for many months. It's been a blackout and people do take the air raid sirens seriously. And really loud sounds kind of make people pause because the drones, the Shahid drones, the Iranian ones, they sound like lawnmowers.
Monday morning saw celebrations across the streets of Brazil as former President Lula da Silva narrowly defeated far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro to regain leadership 12 years after he last held the post. Lula was a founding member of the left-wing Workers' Party and had been described as Brazil's most popular president, but he was unable to run in the country's last general election due to a controversial money laundering conviction, since an ult which saw him spend 18 months in jail. In his victory address, he emphasised his commitment to solving Brazil's poverty and housing crises and stopping deforestation in the Amazon, and said that the people of Brazil are the true winners of his comeback.
We arrive at the end of one of the most important elections for our country. One that put face to face two different, opposed country projects, and today, the only winner is the Brazilian people.
Still to come, the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Jürgen Klopp is getting cranky and I'm a Celeb contestants revealed. Right after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
It's been a tough weekend for former Premier League champions Liverpool, who succumbed to a late 2-1 defeat against a struggling Leeds United side on Saturday. The Reds currently sit ninth on the table, having won just 4 of their opening 12 matches, and with their worst points return at this stage in the season since current manager Jurgen Klopp took over in 2015. They'll be hoping for better luck when they host Napoli in the Champions League tonight, and should be bolstered by the fact that they've already qualified to the competition's knockout stages, although a place at the top of Group A is at stake. And speaking of Klopp, he was getting a bit frustrated when a reporter asked what he wanted to see from his team ahead of the match.
After all the things I answered now, you ask me that question.
Calm.
Do you think I want to see now that we start passing around them back heels and bicycle kicks and these kind of things? Of course not. We have to work and develop.
Bleach the dunny, fill the tanks full of mealworms, and start peeling your vomit fruit. The I'm a Celeb campmates have been officially revealed. On Sunday, we'll see 10 new celebs enter the jungle for the first time in 2 years, thanks to COVID. And there's the usual brilliant mix of, oh wow, I love them. Oh God, I hate them. And, oh, hang on, who are they? We've got Boy George, Chris Moyles, Lioness Jill Scott, Rugby Royal Mike Tyndall, and comedian Babatunde Adeyemi. Safe to say, they all sound like they're either bricking it or spoiling for a fight.
I don't really know what my, like, I was going to say I don't know what my anus eating skills are like.
Yes, I did prepare. I ordered a treadmill in 2 months ago, and I've been on it once.
If I get bored, I can be bitchy. I might cause some trouble.
It's only 3 weeks in the middle of a jungle. What could possibly go wrong?
More than 30 years after the release of George Lucas's Academy Award-nominated fantasy film, Willow is back with a new TV series set to premiere on Disney Plus at the end of this month. The series picks up where the movie left off, following a group of 6 heroes on a dangerous quest to save the world from demons. It sees Warwick Davis reprise his role as sorcerer Willow, and the trailer's just dropped, so get ready.
Evil is coming to destroy us all.
Well, that can't be good.
Elora Danan was destined to save our world. Her true identity was concealed, even from herself.
We need to find her.
Do we, though? Because no one who's gone out there has actually ever come back.
They're putting it on. Yeah.
To adventure!
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.